the logistics of a shift in policy towards a residual force.
Republican Senator Richard Lugar is one of the longest-serving lawmakers in the U.S. Senate and a key player in formulating American foreign policy. He is known for legislation promoting democracy overseas, curbing the spread of weapons of mass destruction, and isolating South Africa during the apartheid era. But this election cycle, that doesn't matter to Indiana voter Eric Krieg.
I don't believe that foreign policy experience really matters. I don't think that's really on anybody's radar.
Gene Jacobson says Lugar is out of touch with voters like her, and she feels it is time for a change.
And I don't think he's as friendly as he used to be to conservative causes.
Purdue University political science professor James McCann says domestic concerns outweigh Lugar's foreign policy experience.
Indiana voters are typical of voters across the board in this country. Then when you ask them what the most important issues are, they're going to tell you the economy, they're going to tell you about jobs.
Eric Krieg agrees. He's an engineer at British Petroleum's Whiting Refinery in northeast Indiana.
This summer at this oil refinery, there will be 10,000 people working. Tradesmen, pipe fitters, boilermakers, welders, everybody making really good wages and making a good living.
Krieg supports Lugar's opponent, Richard Murdoch, a former geologist, because he wants greater energy independence for the U.S.
This refinery has really become the premier refinery in North America because of the oil coming out of North Dakota now.
Recent polling puts Lugar slightly ahead of Murdoch, but that gap is closing as the May 8th primary election draws near, influenced by conservative Tea Party voters backing Murdoch. Purdue professor McCann says there is a downside if Lugar loses.
You'd lose a fair amount of institutional memory in the Senate. You'd lose somebody who's been an advocate for arms control, somebody who I think has some genuine bipartisan kind of connections. So I think in general the United States would lose a key spokesperson.
With Mitt Romney the likely Republican nominee for president, voter turnout in Indiana is expected to be low and could influence who wins the primary. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, Munster, Indiana.